We do not have stable electricity. We do have water, but it's still a chaos right there.
20-year-old Lorenzo Sanchez is describing the conditions right now in his hometown, a metropolitan area of Puerto Rico. He arrived in Rochester this morning, and now he has some new conditions to get used to.
Well, yes, it's very cold. Yes, and it's awesome, really.
Lorenzo is a college student and a member of the Fencing Federation at Puerto Rico. Hurricane Maria brought training to a halt for him and his teammates 2 months ago. Fencing requires electricity, and in Puerto Rico, that is in short supply at best. The president of the Fencing Federation sent a plea for help to fencing organizations on the mainland, and Iris Zimmerman responded right away. Zimmerman is a former Olympic fencer and co-owner of the Rochester Fencing Club.
I just sent a simple two-sentence message to the president, and then, you know, lo and behold, about 2 weeks later, I have Lorenzo living in my house.
Lorenzo plans to be here through January to train for the Central American Games this summer.
When I fence, it's like me in another world. It's like every stress, every problem that I have with the school, with the university, it's gone. And when I get in a bout, everything is just like me and my epe, me and my opponent.
And despite the cold this morning, Lorenzo suited up at the fencing club in Brighton and quickly looked like he was right at home for now. Beth Adams, WXXI News.